Blog Talk Radio.
You can call yourself a bandit,
Methodist and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a few. But if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. 'Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne, and it won't be old Mohammed that's calling us home, and it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, Bible, we preach the cross, but it's all about Jesus, not the cross.
And salvation is not in the cross, and I understand that, Lord. I understand, God, you had to go to a cross and die for our sins. And I'm grateful, God. I don't know how it worked, but I know this, God. May 25th, 1984, God, you took an old boy like me and changed his life. And, Lord, you made a different person out of me. Lord, I lived like wicked, lived like a lot of other people. But, God, for some reason, Lord, that day you showed mercy on me and changed my life. And, Lord, I have a lot of things behind me, Lord, in 31 years. And, God, there's been a lot of people walk away from me. Lord, I've had a lot of heartaches and shed a lot of tears, Lord. And I know, God, even in through all that, Lord, I've still had a time to dance and rejoice and to praise God. I've been only on a few mountaintops, Lord. I've been in a lot of valleys. But I thank God, Lord, that you're there. I thank God that you've never left me. You never forsook me, God. Though sometimes, God, in my heart, Lord, I just feel like sometimes, God, it's just an old, lonely old spot to be in. But then yet, Lord, I ask God to give me peace that passes all understanding, and God comes my way and somehow does it. I ask you, my Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for every saint of God out there tonight, Lord, that you touch them and bless them, Lord. Families are being torn apart. Lord, wives leaving their husbands, husbands leaving their wives, Lord. Children are disobedient to their parents, God, leaving their parents, Lord. And I just pray, dear God, even in my own family, Lord, I pray, God, that you deal with the hearts of my family that are lost out there tonight. Those, God, that are struggling, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, God, that they come, Lord, to get saved one day. If they're saved, God, and they've rebelled against you in some way, God, I don't know. I know what the Bible teaches about their fruit. If people don't like to hear that, even, Lord, they try to use that against you in places, Lord, trying to say, yeah, you believe this and you believe that. I said, well, it's in the Bible. And I believe what God said in his word. I know by my own life, Lord, that you changed me. My life changed completely. So, Lord, I just pour my heart out to you tonight, God. I ask you, God, for a power of God from on high, an unction of the Holy Spirit of God. I need you tonight, Lord. Like I said, I don't deserve, God, to preach. I feel unworthy. That don't make me lost. That don't make me a sinner. But I just feel sometimes in my heart, God, that I don't know why God would take an old mess like me in. And Lord, I try to preach the best I know how, God. I'm not a man with an eloquent words, or Lord, I just always try, God, in my life since I've been saved, Lord, just to let you have your way as I preach, God, that you would be my mouthpiece. I'm not trying to be mean or ugly to anybody, Lord. I wish to God, Lord, the whole world would get saved. But I know that's not going to happen. Lord, you asked me to preach your word. I do the best I know how, God. Lord, you've asked me and blessed me in my life. God, you've asked me many times just to keep walking for you, God, and I have. You haven't made me keep serving you, Lord. I serve you because I love you, God. I serve you, God, because you saved me. I serve you, God, because you've been there when everybody else has left me. I serve you, God, because you're an awesome God. You're my friend, Lord. When all my friends left me, God, you're there for me all the time. Though sometimes I still feel lonely, but you're still there, God. Father, I love you, God, tonight. I thank you for loving me. I pray, God, that you help me tonight. I need your strength, Lord. I need your wisdom. I need your power, God. I mean that with all my heart, Lord. And, Father, we glorify you, God. We uplift the name of Jesus Christ, the name above all names, Lord. Lord, one day I know, God, whether I'm in the grave or I'm still on this earth, Lord, you're going to show, God, that you're God and you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we praise you for that, Lord. We love you, God. We bless you. May you have your will and your way tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, people, I'm gonna play another song. I'll try to play a short one. I think my phone bit the dust. Not the one I'm preaching on, but the other one. I gotta have it running so I can hear what's going on. So I'll be right back.
My Christian friends, we have a new member of the Gospel Keynotes by the name of Warner Glover. We call him Brand New. Brand New, please sing for me. Sing, son.
Don't you wait for that hurt. So don't you wait for that hurt to take you to church. You go yourself while the blood running warm. Running warm in your veins, you go on in Jesus' name. So don't you wait for that hurt to take you to church. Was a thing. Ooh, that money could buy. The rich would live, and the poor would surely die. So don't you wait for that.
in the Bible Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 from the Bible. As I've said before, I can preach on all kinds of things. But I believe God is an angry God tonight. And I probably might have preached on this already on Blog Talk Radio. But I might tie two of them together. Or just bring a bunch of scripture. I'll be reading a lot of scripture, really. But the Bible said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, I could stop there on that verse right there, man, and camp for weeks. I believe in America, because I live in America. I don't know what goes on in them other countries other than what I hear and see, amen. And so far, what I've seen over them other countries, they deny God. They worship the Sodomites. They worship baby killers. Now, there are some countries now that are taking a stand against Obama, and I thank God they are. I thank God that he said, you know, they tell him to shut his mouth, but they don't want to hear no garbage from him, man. Obama's a God-hating, Christ-rejected reprobate. I don't believe he can get saved. I believe a man can cross a line. I believe that it's going to show right out in front of us. I believe that God's people should be able to see that and say that man is a reprobate. He hates God. He hates everything about God. That man's soul can never be saved. Amen. I don't believe he can. I believe they cross the line when they become a reprobate that God turns his back on them. Amen. They become a swine. They become wicked. They become nasty and vile. And they run to the dead, says the Lord. Come, there are pleasure in those things, and those people that do those things are wicked in the eyes of God. He said in Romans 1:32 that they are worthy of death. Just like the ones that perform all that wicked, garbage, nasty, sodoming, lesbianism, killing babies. Now you got to do these little preachers, man, that are falling out of a bullpen because they're trying to preach against sodomites, homosexuals. And they can't call it sin. I call it sin tonight. Preachers are dumb dogs that can't bark anymore. They can't bark, man. They got no bark. Most of them tithe by their wives. Most of them are tithe because they're 501c3 churches. Most of them are tithe because they got a liberal church. Most of them are tithe because they don't even preach out of the Bible. Hey, man, I'm hating because I preach truth. I'm hating because I tell the truth. And I thank God that I am. I thank God that I preach truth. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. But here is the power. Hallelujah, God. We preach that, man. Then we stand and bow and preach the tithe instead of standing on and telling the truth. When we compromise so we can hang on to everybody in our lives, and we compromise because they talk about us, and we compromise because we don't want to lose friendship. God is an angry God tonight. The Bible says that God is angry with the wicked every day. Huh? Is that not what the Bible says? Amen. God is angry with the wicked every day. God said, I love those who love me. God said, I love those whom I chasten. If I chasten you, I love you. If I do not chasten you, it's what the Bible says. Get it, Christian. Get your Bible. Quit shouting out of the Lord. Quit turning your head when you got a statement that you don't like or agree with. The Bible says that you are a bastard and not a son. If God does not chasten you, that means your father is the devil. He is not. God said he's a consuming fire. And God saw that the wickedness of America was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was the only evil continually. Continually evil man's heart is continually evil, evil until they come to Jesus Christ. When you get born again, you fight that stuff. You fight the garbage, but you don't get it. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will love them, I will love them, I will love them. No, he didn't. It grieved God so bad because of the wicked thoughts and the imagination of man's heart of what he created and what it's supposed to be like that. So God said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the earth, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah was just, and listen to me, preacher, you say he can't be what God said he was. The Bible said that Noah was just and perfect. Why? Because he's a righteous man. We are righteous. We are perfect in the eyes of God because we are sons of God. I get tired of hearing preachers calling me a sinner when I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint of God. God is angry with preachers that don't look at the Word and see what he's saying. God didn't save us to keep us sinners. God can't save us to make us saints. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I got saved by grace when I was a sinner. Amen. God was sorry that he created man. Now here I live in America, and America is doing the exact same thing that went on in Noah's day. They were perverts. They were sodomites. They didn't call them homos or gays. They called them sodomites. God said they were perverted. God called them dogs. Hello? And now this country, because of your president, has made it just come to along with those that say they love Jesus Christ and they live like hell, smell like hell, walk like hell, has turned the world into lasciviousness. That reprobate devil you call a president goes over to another country, the living liberal little bastard, I'll tell you what, he's talking over about being a daggum sodomite. He's trying to push the agenda. But I thank God for Kenya. When they said, no, we don't want your filth in our country. How God, they stood against that reprobate. He's trying to sneak around the back. That's the way devils are. Taking the filth of our country and trying to promote it in other countries. He's the son of Satan is who he is. Amen. The earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt for all the flesh. All flesh have corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, boys, looking at Jesus, and behold, the earth is filled with violence and nastiness. That filth and sin, I am going to destroy. That's all that's left. God has shown his grace and his mercy. God has shown us his kindness and his love. God has proven time and time again. Now he's going to send destruction. Now God's going to send the hurricanes and the floods like you've never seen. And tornadoes he's going to destroy. Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations to forget God. God's an angry God. God destroyed with a flood. God destroyed with fire and brimstone. Genesis 19:24-25 says, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground, God destroyed it all. God is going to do it again according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3. God is fixing to destroy this place. God is fixing to destroy the world. Yeah, I know you mockers out there. You said, I've heard that since my daddy was a boy. My daddy said he heard that when he was a boy. His daddy said he heard that when God called you a scoffer in 2 Peter chapter 3. He said this, though, in the last days there will be scoffers. And we got everything going on this day, amen. We got everything that's been recorded in this Bible. I've heard half people tell me they didn't know there was a God of the Bible. Let me tell you about this God of the Bible. This God gave me this word. This God gave us this Bible. This God, Jehovah God, gave us the Bible. And it's been recorded and written down. And everything that has been written down in this whole book is being fulfilled. And if you can't see that, you ain't saved. The Bible said it is hid to those that are lost. You hear me? You can't see that you're lost as a bat in the daylight. 2 Peter chapter 2. For if God spared not the angels that sin, who do you think you are, bud? Huh? He didn't even spare the angels. But what did he do with them?
who cast him down to hell and delivered him to chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. He cast him into hell, into darkness, waiting for judgment. So God spared not them. Listen to what he's going to do to you. And he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. He brought in the flood upon who? The ungodly. He saved who? The righteous. Amen. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them. He condemned them with an overthrow. He destroyed the sin. He destroyed the sinner. He didn't put the sin in hell. He put the sinner in hell. I can see a lot of these lovebird Christians out there trying to save the devil, man. He's going to hell. He damned to hell a long time ago. I don't know why Christians can't see reprobates. I don't know why you can't see the blasphemers of the Holy Ghost. I don't know why you can't see that. You talk to people and you say, well, you're an unbeliever. Well, where are they going then? They're going to hell. The blasphemers of the Holy Ghost of God, why do you think Jesus put that in the Bible? For us to see, the blasphemers of the Holy Ghost, and you know, guess what? I don't have problems telling people that either. I'm that person that have a problem telling a blasphemer of the Holy Ghost, man, if you're going to hell, you'll never get saved. And they'll look right at you and say, you know what, I don't really give a damn if I'm going to heaven or not. And I'm just telling you what they say. I'm trying to be over on this radio. I'm telling you the fact what goes on in America. You Christians need to get your butt out there in the streets and see just how they treat God's people, how they treat the Word of God. They treat it like trash. And I'm talking about people that call themselves Christians day in and day out. Sunday morning and Sunday night, they say they're hell with God. I don't need God. I'm talking about people that go to church that says that. I can distinguish between a lost person and I can distinguish between a blasphemer of the Holy Ghost. If you can't, you better look and you better learn how. I don't believe a blasphemer of the Holy Ghost is someone that is unbelieving to Jesus Christ. Because an unbeliever can get saved. You hear me? Blaspheming of the Holy Ghost is not someone that does not believe. If that person dies in their sin and unbelief, they go to hell. But that unbeliever can get saved. There's not but one sin that God said he will not forgive you for, and that's blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. So that takes the unbeliever out of the way. That takes the fornicator out of the way. That takes the adulterer out of the way. I'm telling you, when you read, when he talks about it, he talked in there and he said, you cast that devil in the name of Beelzebub. Read it. Watch it. Look what he said. He delivered just Lot. Now let's go back up. Bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. You want to live ungodly? God is going to cast you into hell one day. And now, damn it, God ain't going to laugh at you because the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 1, he said, he asked you, how long, you simple one? Well, you lost the prison. I tried to correct you. I tried to save you. I tried to warn you. I showed you my love. I showed you my grace. And you said, I don't want you, God. And God said, well, okay. When your fear cometh upon you as a whirlwind, when your fear and your calamity
that, do you? The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Okay? Now listen. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. From what? Whose path? He says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. People have two sinners. You guys that say you're Christian, you guys say you're preaching, you guys say you're saved, you keep calling yourself a sinner. Well, God said for me not to walk in the way of sinners. Huh? My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Are you going to entice me? A sinner will entice you to do what? He wants to make you do wrong. A righteous man walks in righteousness. He walks in holiness and godliness. Huh? That's correct, isn't it? God said, my son is sinners. And I like bringing these out because I want people to know the saints of God, man, you've been saying the wrong thing for a long time. I used to hear it and didn't go right, man. It just didn't feel right in my spirit, man. I'm like, God, something wrong here. And the guy keeps calling himself a sinner. And God started giving me scriptures. Listen now. Walk not in the way of the heathen. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Don't walk in the way of who? Sinners. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of many birds, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. We've taken away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She utters her voice in the street. Creatures are crying out. It's called wisdom. We cry out, giving you wisdom. What is it, the wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. And she cries in the concourse. She cries everywhere in the street. Not the woman. He's talking about wisdom. He called her, she called it, she though. She cried. In the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she uttered her word, saying, how long, you simple ones? Ignorant. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, take notice now, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. God has made his words unto you. Very well played. He has made them known to you. Huh? He's warning you. Turn to him and reprove. Get your life right with God. Why, God? Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand. And no man regarded. But he has said not all my counsel. I don't want to hear from you, God. Shut up, preacher. I don't want to hear you preaching. Don't you tell me about my past. Don't you tell me about my sins. Don't you preach again to say homosexuality is sin. Huh? Kentucky, damned and doomed. You know what? It's amazing to me. The Lord just thought and gave me the thought just now. I just have to think about it. But I heard the other day that Kentucky was really getting a lot of rain again. I know down there by the Indiana line and all that place, they always get flooded out. Now I'm going to get it bad. God's pouring out judgment on them.
Y'all ain't seen nothing yet down there in Kentucky. I hate to tell you, Kentucky is that. I believe every state in this nation is corrupt and wicked, and God is passing judgment. And it's going to get worse. Yes, sir. Why? Well, he said here in his word, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I, God, also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. See, down there in Kentucky, there's lost people. When things start playing, and when hurricanes and earthquakes start changing the place, they got a tendency to call out on God. But God said, I don't care what you got to say. I tried to put my preachers out there. I tried to have my prophet standing on the corners. I tried to warn you out there, man, it's not early in the morning. Lay that guy. But you refused my reproof. So now God is saying, I mocked you. I laughed at you because your calamity is coming. Because you would not take heed to my judgment and my warnings. I'm God. You hear me? You ought to be wise. Fear the Lord. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anger cometh upon you, what did God say? I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anger cometh upon you, I'm laughing at you. I'm mocking you. God's looking down and saying, I don't need God. You don't say homosexual sin. That's what God's saying, looking down. He's mocking you. And now you're crying out, and God says, oh, God save me. God said, I'm not doing it. I am not going to spare you. I have been telling you for a long time, and you reject me. So now you pay the price. Man, when it's all turned bad, just like 911. Though man was doing his thing to this kind of destroy things, God was saying, okay, go ahead and do it. They don't want to listen to me. They'd rather be believe the lies than the truth. Let them all be damned. So here comes 911. Yeah. And what does America do? What does the Christian do? They joined hands, one with another. They forgot about the sodomites of the sin of sodomy. They forgot about the abortion people. They forgot to preach the child of the world while this is happening. The Bible says, though hands joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. I don't care that you joined your hands on 911. It was a month later, the devil done poked his wicked face up. America is damned and doomed. America has heard the word, and they shove it. They stung their nose up at God. And this is what happened. Then, when all these things are going bad, then shall they call upon me. Now listen to what God says. But I, God, will not answer. They shall cease to have it, but they shall not find me. For if they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, they would not of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. They didn't like Brother Cooley being out there. They didn't like Brother Wallace being out there. They didn't like Brother Brendan being out there.
scriptures. God's an angry God. And this is what he said. He's angry here. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They were none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore, shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own device. So why is God destroying America? It's not because of him. It's because of you. Huh? God tries. It has tried. It tries to reprove the world. It shows them his love and his mercy. And all they've done was just like Sodom and Gomorrah. They've done just like the days of Noah and Lot. They refused the God of heaven. And so God said he's going to laugh at them when the fear comes upon every sodomite, every lesbian, every drunkard, every whoremonger, every Christ protector, every devil worshiper, everyone out there that hates Jesus Christ. When your fear comes upon you, when that whirlwind starts hitting you, your calamity comes upon you, and everything in your life is messed up, God is going to laugh at you and mock you. That don't sound good, does it? I just said it with the Bible, so read it. Proverbs chapter 1. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. You hear me? For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me, unto God, shall dwell safely. It shall be quiet from fear of evil. Hello. Glory. You hear me? And God said, if we are hearkening unto him, we're going to dwell safely. Every man shall be quiet from fear of evil. It don't bother us. We already see it. We already know what's going on. Huh? Yes, sir. God is angry with the wicked every day. God turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after shall live ungodly and deliver just mark. That's with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing makes his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Hello? You hear me, Christian? When you obey the laws of the land, you know what you're doing? You're bitching your righteous soul, buddy. You understand that? Look at that. Read that. Lord, show me that just now. Hello? And with their unlawful deeds. This nation has turned their back on Jehovah God. This nation was putrefied sin running rampant, just like it was in Noah's day and Lot's day. So God is going to send the storms of your life. And when you call out to him, all you pigs that are walking up and down the street with their nasty perversion, I call you a pig because God, I'll give you the word that God calls you. You're a swine. If you hear my voice, I don't go out there and give them the jewels that God gave to me. I don't put my pearls under the feet of pigs. You hear me? I'm not doing it. Where they need it. Not telling you what Jesus said. Cast not your pearls before a swine. You don't take the word of God and give it to pigs.
Well, God said, don't give them your pearls. He called them worms. Can you tell me what God called them? Swine. Oh. So now that shows me that you should be able to distinguish between the pigs and the saints. You should be able to distinguish between the swine and the bad fingers of the Holy Ghost and the ones that really want to hear the gospel. You should be able to say, that man's a reprobate. Because as you stand and say, we can't do that, we can't do that. Well, wait a minute. Now, you just said the same thing the worldly Christians are saying. Just not let he be judged. And yet God, in his word, gave us all those words. And God told me not to cast my pearl before swine. So how am I going to do that unless I judge them? Hello? Hello, preacher man. Hello there, professor. And I believe the only reason Lot was delivered is because of Abraham. When you go and read the story about Lot, Lot didn't want to leave. The angels grabbed Lot by his arms and got him out of the city. And delivered just Lot. Mixed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. He didn't say the godly sinner. He said to deliver the godly out of temptations. And to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
That's what I'm talking about.
God destroyed them because of sin. And he said he made them an example. God is saying that anyone that lives like them, he will destroy them. If any country, any nation, any world lives like Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of Noah, God said he is going to destroy them. I believe America's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah ever was. God is angry. God is an angry God. Why is this? See, nobody wants judgment. Everybody wants love. He isn't playing. If God destroys them, he will destroy America. If God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah, he'll destroy America. The Bible said in Proverbs 11:21, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. Proverbs 10:29-30 says, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inherit the earth. When the righteous say they are united with America, they are united with all the ungodly. You say you have joined hands with the devil. You might say that isn't so. When you say you're united, I've never said, I lost a friendship almost over that. I didn't join hands with America. I live in America. I'm an American. But when God started showing me what was going on, they were joining hands with people that hated Jesus Christ. Man, they went to fight for the country, man. But then after 2 weeks, I said a month, but it was 2 weeks later, the people, the atheists, the God haters, started saying something about the sign saying, pray for America. God bless America. They didn't like that.
Now, hang on, I gotta see if I'm still on the radio. Going on tonight. Man.
The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. People have joined hands with the people that hate Jesus, baby murders, sodomites, anything that is against the word of God, you have joined hands with the devil. The Bible said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5:11, 2 Corinthians 5:11 says, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. The terror of the Lord, we try to warn this country. We try to preach to the world. They're the terror. God is angry with the wicked every day. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and that trust also are made manifest in your conscience. Satan didn't make this happen. God did. God is angry. God, America is not united with God. America hates God. America will have to repent to be united with God. The patriots are going to have to repent to be united with God. You hear me? You ain't going to like that. All the people, listen to me. They're fighting the military. That's a grand thing. But if you don't repent, I don't care how many wars you fight. I don't care how much you stand for America. You will not go to heaven. You don't get to heaven by your good works. You don't get to heaven by fighting the enemy. You get to heaven by repenting and believing in the gospel. These people are flying the flags. The rebel flag or whatever you want to call it. St. Andrew's flag. I don't care how many flags you fly. I don't care how many guns you got. I don't care if you defend this country. Unless you repent, you will not go to heaven. Do you understand that? I'm trying to persuade men. The terror of the Lord is not good. He's an angry God. America's not united with God. America will have to repent to be united with God. America has never repented as a whole. Some people might have, but those people that started calling on God and then after 2 weeks quit, they never really repented. If America would have really, truly repented, then we would see a great revival breaking out, and that is not happening. The nation is going into a big old toilet full of crap, and that's all it is. America is turned into a cesspool of crap, and that's where we're at today. And I know you patriots ain't going to like that. I don't know any patriots, but I'm not putting you down. But if you don't get saved, you're not going to heaven. I don't care how much you stand for America. That's where the American people miss it. You think you are untouchable. You are not. You think that God is just spying down on you. He's not. God's angry in America. God's angry at the church. The church ain't saying nothing. But the dumb dogs that can't bark. But the dumb dogs that won't bark. Kevin, preachers and you preachers, you little liver preachers out there, man, backing up, said, I ain't going to call home church resent because I'm going to lose my paycheck. I'm going to lose my parsonage. I'm going to lose my car and my beautiful watch that they just gave me. You're a hireling. Shut your mouth. Say where you are. America has never repented as a whole. A real revival would turn this nation upside down. I think what a real revival does, there'd be no more abortion clinics. There'd be no more sodomites. There'd be no more pornography shops. There'd be no more bars. There'd be no more perverts running the streets, raping the kids. The president would get right in all Congress. Amen. The nation would do away with it. And they would call and say, Kentucky, shame on you. Shame on you people in Congress. Shame on you churches not standing. You should have been down there. That's why I'm here in Kentucky. That's why you preachers should have been down there in the courthouse steps. Preaching to them. Call and see. I don't want to sit in jail. Nobody likes jail. I sure didn't. But if it's for the Lord, so be it. If it's for truth, stand up. Get that yellow streak off your back. If America truly repented, churches all across this nation, if they repented in churches, if churches repented and got saved, oh, you call yourself church, but you're not of God. Churches all across this nation still just don't get it. The flag is not my God. America is not my God and never will be. America is not my home. I'm just passing through. America is not my salvation. Jesus is. Churches are still saying that they are united with this nation. God help you. You're saved. This isn't your home. God's angry with America. God's angry with the world. We are to be lifting Jesus up, not America. Or anything else, or anyone else. America gets more recognition than Jesus does. Even in our local churches. Because that is their true God. America is your God. Jesus isn't. If Jesus was the God of America, you wouldn't see the Muslims here, period. Amen. God help the churches. We live here because God put us here. But we are not putting America above God and the churches and the world to do it every day. And the churches do it every day. Amen. We're put here in America to uplift Jesus. We're up here in America. You listen to me, preachers, child of God, you're here to uplift Jesus more than the more. I've never understood this. Now, I see some people doing it. And I know even the place I Russia, man, they got a big old American flag, and they got the big, almost as big as a flag, Christian, quote-unquote, flag, and they always put it underneath the American flag because that's the God of this nation. But that Christian flag needs to fly up there by itself. And I know some of y'all ain't going to like that because that's your God. It is not my God. I thank God that I've been born in America. I could have been born somewhere else, but I wasn't. And I will stand against idols. America loves that flag more than they love God. Churches love the flag more than they love God, and that's a shame. That's sin. Why? Because that's their true God. God help the churches. Churches will die for the flag, and churches will get mad at you if you say anything against the American flag, against America and the flag. Churches won't get upset when people say anything against Christ. People don't want to get involved when it comes to the things of the cross. Now, people, I'm telling you, people fight over that flag. When they say something against America, but I guarantee you stand there and talk about America and get mad at you, sit there, say something about Jesus, say something about God, and you stand there, and say, okay, whatever. I had a novice. I was at a church meeting at the Grave Dixon's church in Indiana, and it was a shame. I never thought I'd ever see that. Yeah, I called his name. Matter of fact, it was Senior Dixon. I know some of y'all, that's your buddies. But let me tell you what happened in this church. I was there. You wasn't. I was there many times. I was there many, many times during their meetings. I'm not just talking. I was there. I was a witness to this. They got to singing about, I'm proud to be an American. Huh? And that church stood up, clapping their hands, shout, man, I'm talking about shouting, and it is loud as they could. Yeah! Yeah! And there's only about 10 of us that sat down. We didn't stand up and do that. But when it came to, I'm proud to be a Christian, not one of those 200 or 300 people that stood up for America, not one of them stood up for Jesus. Not one. That's about being in a football game. All you can shout big for your letter call and your whores out there at your football games. And you shout it out. Yeah, you tear your house down watching it on the television. Y'all say, yeah, right up there. And I see people, man, I'm telling you, I've been in a lot of churches. I've been in a lot of Baptist churches. And boy, they can shout it out when their football teams are winning. But when they come to church, man, you can't shout it out for Jesus. Shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you. That's your God. My God is Jesus. And I will shout. And I will dance in the name of Jesus Christ. I will glorify my Father because he's done me a favor. And back in 1984, he done me the greatest thing in my life. I've got something to shout about. I don't have to shout about a stupid football. I don't have to shout about a baseball or tennis ball or two guys standing half naked in a boxing ring. There ain't nothing to shout about. But I know a man that can take your life and turn it around, man, and I tell you what, set you on fire for Jesus. I know a man that can make you shut it on out, sit inside of a prison cell. Glorify God that you're not a nasty, wicked devil anymore. Shame on you Baptists. Shame on you Pentecostals and Apostolics and everybody out there can shout for a stupid football game. But you clam up when you come to your church on Sunday morning and Sunday night when you're there to glorify the Father. You got church wrong. You're not there for you. Sunday ain't a day for you. Sunday's God's day for you. To go worship him. I want come to shout church is mad and they quench the Holy Ghost of God. I don't mind shouting. I don't mind standing up giving a testimony. The churches are falling apart because they won't testify. You think you got to have this big miraculous miracle that week, or you found it tons or whatever, and you got to get up and get out this area, and you can't even just get up and say, you know, I just thank God I'm saved. I thank God I'm free. I thank God I'm saved. I thank God I'm saved. That ain't good enough for you anymore. It ain't heard off enough, but I'll tell you what, you start praising God just because you're saved, I tell you what, the glory of God will come down. Let me tell you what I learned a long time ago. And God said, they right here, if these guys don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. If you don't worship God, the rocks are going to cry out. I told God, I ain't going to let no rock get in my way, buddy. I am going to glorify Jesus Christ as long as I live. I'm going to shout down whether you like it or not. If I come to your church and I start dancing, shout and run me out of there. And may God have mercy on you. I'm telling you, churches don't know how to glorify God. But they sure can glorify that football. Yeah. Come on now and run, on and run. I appreciate those tuning in. May God bless you, man. I believe most church members are lost. Not all, but most. Most people that go to church are just religious. I'm not talking about the ones I know. I know some churches across this country, man, the people are in there saved. Man, they're looking for Jesus to come. They're leaving for God. I mean, they're on fire for God. But not very many. They don't believe God can do anything that would harm anybody. I mean, after all, he loves us. Churches, they don't believe God would do anything like that. They don't believe God is going to put anybody in hell. Yes, he is. They believe that God, after all, he loves us, right? That is totally wrong. God is angry. And his long suffering has run out. We are in the last days. God tells us that. God destroys cities and nations when they reject him and his son, Jesus Christ. God destroys cities and nations that refuse correction and refuse to repent. God has warned, and people won't turn from their sins. God warned in Noah's day. God warned in Lot's day. God is warning America today. And the people will not repent and turn to Jesus. So as he said in his word, he left Sodom and Gomorrah for an example. So guess what? Is in store for America. America, God is an angry God tonight. You hear me? God is angry with you. Judgment. That's God's perfect love. 2 Peter 2:9 says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Oh, my goodness. You mean God? Everybody don't get to go to heaven? No. It's amazing how I see all these people. They're always saying, oh, everybody that dies gets to go to heaven. And yet Jesus saw the swine. He saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He called them snakes and vipers and hypocrites. He called them. He knew what they were. You know what? Because they weren't going to heaven. Oh, I see. I mean, the Catholics are going to hell, right? How did you know that? How can you say that? How can you say that? When you say, you can't know the blasphemers of the Holy Ghost of God. You don't know who the swine are. You don't know who the reprobates are. Really? Then how do you know who the Pharisees and the Sadducees are then on this earth? Because they're here. I see them all the time. The religious people that you talk about. I told you, I'm ignorant and unlearned. But I've been in the presence of Jesus, buddy. I believe my God. I believe in Jehovah God. I believe he's real. I believe he's a spirit. I believe he can do whatever he wants to. I believe God can sit right down here in that house and talk to me if he wants to. Because he's God, and with God all things are possible. You don't believe it because you don't have that faith. I do. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. I'm godly. I'm godly, I'm godly, I'm godly. I'm not a sinner, 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 sinner. I'm godly. Luke 17. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did, and guess what? We're not raptured out of here, guys. You don't get that. Sit down and read your Bible again. Get this. Now, we're here when all this is taking place, guys. Listen to me. Quit arguing about it. We are here. Go! Wake up! Get your head out the sand. Oh, we ain't going here. We were going through it right now, bud. We are going through it right now. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat. Oh my God, if we don't have Lord Jesus, amen, I'm telling you, if we don't have buffets on every corner, they drank. Man, we can't go anywhere without a drink in our hand. I'm telling you, I know. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. Oh my goodness, look at America. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. You ready, America? You're next. Yeah, you're next. You don't mind you got Obama as your president? Because I'll tell you why. Thessalonians says, you would rather believe a lie than the truth. So God is sending you strong delusion that you may believe the lie and be damned. Oh, my. Well, God, you can't say that. Because you don't know, God, you know. I mean, it's, you know, we Christians know more than you do. God, you can't say that. How can you judge them like that, God? God said that they all may be damned. He didn't say they're going to get saved. He said that they all may be damned. They're going to believe a lie. And they're believing it. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold. My gosh, look at America, America, America. They planted, they built. We're planting, we're building, we're eating, we're drinking. We're here, guys. We're not resting out of here. When the second coming has taken place here, honey, we're still here, boy. And we're going to go through persecution. We are going to go through tribulation. The Bible says we are, Jesus said, we are going to have what? Tribulation. That's what Jesus said. We're going to be persecuted before we live. Well, see, that patriot America Christian has got you brainwashed believing because you live here that you're the best in the world. No, if you're lost, you are the worst in the world. If you're saved, you are a saint of God. God does not care whether you were born in America or Iran or Iraq or anywhere else. All God wants you to do is to be born again. You hear me? Yeah, I'm telling you. They planted, they built, they bought, they sold, they drank, they married, they given in marriage. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. God is angry. The wicked, Psalm 9:17, shall be turned into hell in all the nations that forget God. Why, America, do you think that God is going to let you slide? God does not lie. The Bible says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all. And all means all. That means every nation on the face of this earth. If you reject the God of heaven, going to be turned into literal hell. You are going to be turned into a mess. And look what we have today. You wonder why people are freaking out. You wonder why there's AIDS. We didn't see nothing yet. The diseases are going to get 10 times worse than what they are now. And I'm not speaking life and death. I'm speaking truth. Unless ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus said that. The goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent, Acts 2:38. Repent. 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 God is an angry God. God is not playing. God destroyed because of sin. He made them other people an example to those nations that would live, they're going to live the same way. He's going to destroy them. And God is, he sent the flood to destroy in Noah's day. He sent fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. God is going to send fire this time. He's going to burn the whole world up. Matter of fact, the Bible says he's going to burn heaven and earth. And everything in the heavens and the earth shall melt with a fervent heat. Is that what it says? Everything is going to burn. Could you imagine what that might be? Maybe God's going to let the sun crash into the earth. Woo! Huh? Wow. That kind of makes sense, don't you think? Then where hell is, and the sun comes together, and that's in the darkest pit of hell would be the darkness around, inside the center of the sun, maybe. I'm just speculating on that. It's just a thought. God's going to burn it with a fervent heat, the whole earth in the heavens. God is an angry God. Amen? God is an angry God. Y'all, I'm going to take a break a minute. I'll be right back, okay? You don't mind, do you? Because y'all just hang tight, okay?
Not for sale. If you do not repent of your sins, you are not saved.
to repent to be saved. Even Acts 2.38 tells you that, and most Pentecostal churches and apostolics and Church of God totally ignore that part, and that's totally wrong. Acts 2.38, first thing it says, repent, comma. Take care of that right there. Take care of that business right there, repenting. Huh? That's not what, that's what it says, right? If you're apostolic or Pentecostal or Church of God or Church of whatever, and you kind of say, you know, in being baptized in Jesus' name, it's supposed to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost comes in and dwells in you. What was the gift? The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is the gift. Salvation is the gift. Christ comes in with his spirit and indwells you. That's the gift. There's all kinds of gifts in the Bible. And when it talks about tongues, it's there with the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy. What else y'all say? Why did you pick tongues? Because it's man is saying something that's not there. The biggest part is, y'all don't ever say, you need to repent first. That's what the Bible teaches. I don't care what your preacher starts speaking in tongues says. The Bible says to repent. Right? Comma. God put that comma in there for a reason. Right? Got it? Do it. Well, I praise God that I'm saved. And God is an angry God. And he's passing judgment. And it's going to get real bad in this country, people. You better get ready. Amen. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. Thank you for letting me preach. I pray for those that have listened. I pray, God, for those that have prayed for us. And for those, Lord, that out there tonight might be listening, God, or might listen later, God, that know me. And Lord knows the valley I'm in right now and the things we're going through. I thank you for those prayers, God, that they've lifted up for us. I mean that with all my heart, God. I thank you, God, for being there, Lord. I thank you for supplying every need that we have, Lord. You promised us that you would, according to your riches. And I'm glad you do, Lord. And I know, God, that this gets tough sometimes. And, Lord, I tell others, too, the Bible says, be not weary and well doing. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Lord, help us, God, not to be weary. And Lord, help us to stand and not faint. I love you, my Father. Thank you so much for loving us. Lord, deal with hearts tonight. If someone's out there lost tonight and hears this, Lord, don't turn it off or whatever, God. I pray, God, that they'll get right with God and get saved. People out there tonight, Lord, that aren't serving you like they should, I pray, dear God, that they get right with God and start serving you. But, Lord, until next week, may God bless every saint of God that's Brother Wallace prayed.